It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Mr. Miles Nelson. He is the Public Works Director for Price City. We're going to talk a whole bunch about just a lot of stuff, a lot of things. It seems like, you know, we've got things in here that people just don't want to talk about because we're going to talk a little bit about winter, but it is just right around the corner. Miles, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate being here.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that people need to look at and take care of going into the fall and the winter months.
All right. Well, obviously this past week we've experienced what's called leave infiltration. You had a lot of leaves fall all over the properties throughout town and throughout the streets. A lot of those end up in the gutters, and those are a challenge. We want to remind residents that the leaf battle is mostly theirs. We'll go through and clean obstructions in the streets and stuff, but we ask the residents to please contain their leaves in their own properties. The city is always willing to come get your leaves from you if you'll bag them for us and put them on the parkway and get those taken care of. But by putting them into the gutter, it causes issues with flooding. If we get rains and stuff, the waters can't flow through the gutters, as well as a safety hazard for the vehicles and pedestrians.
And it really does block up the gutters and on the streets. It always seems like Third East is always the worst.
Exactly. There's some streets that have some very beautiful trees on them.
They do.
You pay the price this time of year.
Yes, and they even look beautiful before the leaves fall off.
Right.
But then, yeah, they end up in the streets. And so that is really, once again, you said that is the public's responsibility for that.
Right. And we're happy to help. Like I say, if you call down to our Public Works Department, we'll be happy to come pick those up if they're bagged.
So all you've got to do is bag them and call Public Works and they'll come get the leaves for you.
Correct.
All right. Now the part that nobody really wants to hear about is snow removal, because, you know, just the other day I realized it was just a skiff of snow, but in my house I had a little bit of snow the other morning when I woke up. I mean, it was gone by 9 o'clock in the morning, but it's right around the corner. It really is.
It is. And we've had good response from the public the last couple of years in trying to help us with that issue. As snow comes, we have to clear the streets, make the streets passable for the public. We focus. We have our priority system where we focus on the high needs areas first, the schools, the hospital, and medical care areas, other public facilities, to make sure there's access for public to get to those. Those are our first priority, and Main Street is a big priority as well. Then we branch out from those other areas to the residential areas. So sometimes people get a little bit impatient because their street's not plowed yet, and it may be early afternoon or afternoon that same day. It may take us a full day to get to you because we have to get those priorities taken care of first that are high priority.
And the other thing, too, is that people need to understand where can they put their snow?
Well, they need to try to keep it on their own property as much as possible. To push it into the street causes a hazard and causes a vehicular problem. The snow plows are not designed to hit those big, hard snowbanks and push them back the other way. It can cause a real problem. We do a lot of repairs on our snow plows because individuals will push those plows in the streets and then we hit them and it causes damage to the snow plows. So it's important that they keep those on their own property as much as possible.
And the other important thing too is for people to understand is removal of the snow that's on their sidewalk in front of their house.
Correct. It's their responsibility to make it a safe passage for pedestrians and bicycle traffic to go on the sidewalks. And the code actually says within 24 hours of the storm that they're supposed to comply. We ask them to get it as quick as they can. And if they have a problem, if they have issues on getting that out of the way and need some help, they call us and we'll see if we can help. But in bigger storms, sometimes that occurs where people can't handle the weight of the snow. But it's important to keep those passages safe for pedestrians.
Well, and I think that's another time too, where, you know, it's banding together as a community and neighbors helping neighbors as well. That goes a long way too.
Correct.
All right. So with the snow, as we're driving around, comes pothole season. It seems like. So let's talk a little bit about potholes.
You can't have one without the other. It seems like the weather does take its toll on our roads. Our roads are already in many of our roads are in rough condition. and we're doing our best to prioritize and get through the roads as fast as we can each year with our budgets. But we do quite a bit of pothole repairs all year round. Even in the wintertime, we have to fill those holes. In the wintertime, they don't hold as long, but it's important that you let us know if there is a pothole that's causing a problem in your neighborhood or on your path of travel. We do appreciate the public's input and knowing about where those are at, because we don't always find every one of them. But our street crews are diligent in going out and filling those in and trying to prevent property damage and unsafe conditions for the cars. So we do appreciate the public's input, and it's okay to call us and let us know you have a pothole that needs to be taken care of, and we'll definitely get it on as fast as we can.
And I was going to say, what's the easiest way to get in touch with you guys down there? Just call on the phone?
Right. Our phone number down there is 435-637-5010, and they can get that to the streets department and get that on their list to get taken care of as quickly as we can.
Get those potholes filled and taken care of.
Right.
All right. Now for something that's a little bit lighter. It's been a lot of fun. You guys have been doing a lot of work on it. We were talking just a little bit off the air about it. The baseball complex up at the high school looks great. The field is beautiful. The grass is in. And now it's just kind of putting maybe some finishing touches on it. What are you guys working on up there right now?
We're just on our final punch list with the fields themselves with the contractor. And that includes finishing the netting on the backstop and a few things like that that have to be in place to be able to play. But we're excited. The fields will be ready for spring play for the high school and for other tournaments that we expect to come in next year. So we're excited. It's been a great project. It's had some delays because of weather last winter, which put us back behind, but we're getting to that point where we're excited to know that we're going to be able to play on them in the spring. We've started the concession building along with that project. It's kind of waited till the fields were ready to go, and then we moved on to the concession building. That'll be hopefully in place totally by spring as well. So that'll be operational with the restrooms and concession facilities.
So you're moving right along and hopefully ready to go by baseball season next year.
Correct, which comes early.
It seems it comes earlier every year.
Yes.
It never fails. It's almost like baseball's a year-round sport now. So
It is.
All right, and then one last thing, a big utility and street project that you guys are going to have going on. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, this one will affect a lot of our citizens who travel up on the north end of town, especially. The 300 East between 400 North and 600 North has a water line that needs to be replaced. I think most are familiar. If you drive along 300 East, it's like a roller coaster ride next to the college, next to the university, where the road's been repaired so many times after making repairs to the line. And so we're finally lining up to get that line replaced. And then along with that, we'll fix the road afterwards. We like to fix utilities first, then roads after, so we're not tearing our good roads up after we've put new roads in. So that'll be next year. It's in the planning stage right now, and we anticipate that it'll go under construction by mid to late summer. That's not the only blocks we're doing. We're also doing a section on 4th Avenue above 300 North. There's a really bad section of road there in the residential area there that we're going to redo that road as well. It's pretty much gone. It's pretty much fallen apart. And also we have a section of road on 700 East between 100 South and 400 South that'll get reconstructed as well. We were able to get some funding from this Community Impact Board in the form of a grant and loan, about $250,000 grant and a $750,000 loan. And we put about $700,000 of our own road money with that to make this project go. About a $1.7 million project to do those various roads. So we're excited to get those done. There's many on the list that need to be done, but these are the top priorities at this point in utilities and roads, and we're excited to get those rolling by next year.
So we're going to have the construction up by the university on 3rd East, and then once that's done, you'll repave parts of 3rd East.
Correct.
Is that what correct is?
And if the budget comes in well enough, we're hoping to do more than just those two blocks of repavement as well up in that area, but we'll have to see how that comes in on the bids.
And that corridor headed up 3rd East to the university is starting to really come together. It looks really nice.
It is. We've done a lot of work there. Our electrical department's been working on new lights and a lot of improvement there, so we're excited for that.
All right. Miles, is there anything else we need to touch on or talk about?
Oh, I think that's the major issues in front of us this this next few months. We appreciate the public's help on these, especially on reporting issues with the roads. I know that there has been a lot of chatter about our roads being in bad shape. We're very much aware of that. We're doing a lot of treatment programs that are more affordable to keep those roads together. But we're moving through those as fast as we can, which our budget will allow. So we appreciate the public's informing us of problem areas and letting us know about those.
All right. Well, Miles, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate you taking out the time. And good luck through the winter, I guess.
Thank you. We'll need it.
So. All right. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you head over to our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.